Social Security Administration Publication. What you need to know about misleading advertising. Publication number 05-10005, March 2022. Produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. Fraudulent and misleading ads. Consumers nationwide are often misled by advertisers who use Social Security or Medicare to entice their victims. These companies often offer Social Security services for a fee, even though the same services are available directly from us free of charge. These services include getting a corrected Social Security card showing a name change, a replacement Social Security card, a Social Security statement, a Social Security number for a child. Some direct marketers suggest that Social Security is in poor financial shape. They state that people risk losing their Social Security or Medicare benefits unless they send a contribution or membership fee to the advertiser. Other companies give the false impression of a Social Security endorsement or affiliation by offering a Social Security update or related benefit update. Typically, these companies solicit private information from consumers and then resell that information. These marketing practices clearly mislead and deceive the American public. How we combat misleading advertising? Section 1140 of the Social Security Act is a consumer protection tool against misleading advertising. It prohibits the use of our words and symbols in a manner that conveys the false impression that we issued or approved the communication. Section 1140 prohibits individuals and companies from misleading consumers by giving a false impression that we are associated with or endorse the communication. Prohibited communications can take many forms. These include mailed, emailed, and televised advertisements, websites, social media, personally targeted advertisements, mobile applications, and text messages. Reproducing and selling our publications without authorization, as well as charging for services without notice that we provide for free. Our Office of the Inspector General, OIG, can impose civil monetary penalties against individuals, organizations, and other entities that violate Section 1140. This authority is delegated from the Commissioner of Social Security. The OIG may impose penalties for each violation and a separate penalty for each misuse related to a broadcast or telecast. What to do if you receive misleading information about Social Security? Reports of fraud may be submitted online at oig.ssa.gov/report, or send the information, including the complete ad and envelope, or copy of the website page to Office of the Inspector General Fraud Hotline, Social Security Administration, P.O. Box 17768, Baltimore, Maryland 21235. Also, advise your state's Attorney General or Consumer Affairs Office and the Better Business Bureau in your area. What to do if you receive misleading information about Medicare? Contact the Office of Inspector General for the Department of Health and Human Services online at oig.hhs.gov/fraud/report-fraud or by U.S. mail at U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Inspector General, Attention HHS Tips Hotline, P.O. Box 23489, Washington, D.C., 20026. Contacting Social Security. The most convenient way to do business with us is to visit www.ssa.gov to get information and use our online services, or call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213 or at 1-800-325-0778, TTY, if you're deaf or hard of hearing. We can answer your call from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays. We provide free interpreter services upon request. You can also use our automated services via telephone 24 hours a day, so you do not need to speak with a representative. Wait times to speak to a representative are typically shorter, Wednesdays through Fridays, or later in the day.